We're just starting Tosfos on Lamed Amud Beis. And so let's just start from the beginning and let's move through it quickly. Who would like to read that for me? Alex, go ahead. John, you know that he just got you in trouble.
Are we bringing that guy? Is that a
what?
Are we bringing that back?
Bringing what back?
Wait, we haven't been doing that this year.
What? Oh, I think I've generally been trying to do that. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
From the beginning, yeah.
From the beginning.
Here's your kushers, the spirit of the Ramashu. The Misa Lazeb, Sashlun Lazeb Pachi. The Falling of the Rabba. The Amar Befer Kama Lazeb Bissam Hedrin. Chlori Ba, Albas Pachi Behuzmu. The Haragi Nimashalmi Mamun Lazeb, and Pachi Sazeb.
Okay, so we thought that really means the father. Okay, we don't really have a better. Oh, I did come up with something did hit me. There's a possibility of how could you be mafsid. I don't remember what it was. Something occurred to me that would work actually, where you could actually have the daughter not get misa. And nonetheless be mafsid her ksuba, but I don't remember what it was. And something, the light bulb went off. But okay, let's. What? I know I said that yesterday. The Marsha meant it. Let's just keep his emendation. And nefashas lazesh omer shavala. So now he says. Okay, so what would Rashi say to this, by the way? I'll finish the sentence. Al-Akarchach.
Al-Akarchach, Chashiv Misa, Vesashlumin Lecha. Ve'al-Dolim Yishayev Misa, Mishpil Adam, El-Oshamayim.
Okay, so how would you explain Rashi? Zach?
The case of Mother Gadish B'Shabbos is a case of Misa Neshim Lachad, because the item that's acted upon is the Gadish, and the Baal of the Gadish is who is deserving the money. So that's Misa Neshim Lachad to the Baal. Whereas both here, both Ravashi here and Rava, there is the act, the truma that you're eating is yours, so the misa isn't, we don't want, the lezeh isn't the shemayim, like Justice is saying, it's to the owner of the truma. However, the shirayim is someone else, so it's misa and tushim, but misa is obviously lezeh.
Okay, so so that's what Zach wants to suggest, which seems plausible for Shitas Rashi. To some extent, the it's not
possible?
What? I'm sorry?
It is possible.
For Rashi's understanding.
One, shouldn't we just use the read for Rashi's understanding, since the read says he's explaining Rashi?
Well, Rashi says against it will be in every other place in Shas. Whereas Rashi says...
In other words, according to the read, it's all tolui upon being one maisa, two maisa. But even the formulation of the expression of Mama Lazeh and Nefashos Lazeh suggests that it's more along the lines of, you know, that Kamai Drabne is only when it's two things owed to one entity, when they're owed to separate entities, and having nothing to do with whether it's one or two Maisim, so then you're Chayef. Yeah, you know, it's almost as if, I mean, it goes a little bit to the heart of the question of Kamai Drabne seems a bit unreasonable. Right, because you get Misa that's nice, but what happens to my monetary loss? So the answer, again, it's not fully satisfying, but the answer is that you owe me two things. You owe me to die, and you owe me to pay me money. And so, you know, I'll just take the bigger form of the payment, and we let the lesser one go. So it's possible, you could argue
really
for the
reason that he feels that you pay your Misa to a person.
Well, let me ask you a question. When we say, you know, Mama Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh, in Sanhedrin Daf Yud, right, and the Nefashos Lezeh is because of the guy you were trying to kill. So what do you mean? Is it because the guy you're not paying him anything? Your Mises Lashamayim. Nonetheless, we say, putting aside Rabbeinu Tam's.
I mean, there's two other options that we've certainly seen about how to understand that.
Yeah, go ahead.
We want to join immediately the Rashi's because we actually owe him the Misa.
No, I wouldn't say that Rashi, I'd say that Tosfos.
No, Rashi, in other words, it's not you owe him. What's that? He's arguing that the Misa is treated as being owed to the person whose object...
Like when I'm a Chol HaShabbos, I'm...
If I burn your object, so...
My fee of Misa is through him.
Mm-hmm, because it's through his chayfetz.
What way do I pay that to him?
So, again...
In my death, I'm now giving him payment.
So again, I'm going to ask you the case, putting aside the Ri's reading of Mamon Lezeh Nefesh Lezeh, right, for Rashi. Take everybody
I'm not sure if the Ri is necessarily reading Lezeh Lezeh differently. He's just saying that case by, I mean, we haven't gotten to the Ri yet, but if you want to know the Ri yet.
What I'm saying is that according to the, in other words, how would you explain Mamon Lezeh Lezeh Nefesh Lezeh when the Gemara says the Nefesh Lezeh is the Edei Ha... Habal, right? What is he paying to them?
It doesn't necessarily need to be regarding payment as much as, for instance, like you see much later in the like the Ritzvah, I think at the end, now the Riva at the end seems to have a different idea of what it seems to be giving Misa to other people, or Misa could be my relationship to the other person is through Misa. It could be not necessarily need to owe, but it qualifies the relationship between you and another person.
So again,
or it's because of that person, but not necessarily that it's actually. Going in a way that I'm gifting my Misa to
so he's not saying that you're gifting the Misa. The point is that if the Misa comes about because of your property that or of something that belongs to your Heftza, whatever it is, whether it's technically your property or not, so that's called Misa Lezeh. It's Ba'al Yad, Ba'al Yadcha. I mean, it's not that it's your fault, but it's Ba'al Yadcha. Yeah, I think that's all he means to say. I don't think he means to say that I'm you know...
I don't mean payment, but I mean there's three things that have been said so far about what that could mean. But either that could mean... But either here that seems that you have some, you're in some way, you have a chisaron that you have to fill in your relationship to him. You can either fill that through money or you're fulfilling that through Misa. In a way, that's the one. Is that something close to what you're suggesting now?
Yeah.
For those who say the Riva seems to be closer, more of like, it's your relationship between them and your.
If your you, relationship you're shaykhus to the action here.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're not shaykhus to the action, then Misa, by definition, is. You know, well, except for that he still has to...
And you can sort of make clear one of almost the other way that, like, he calls my Misa is related to him, and it's almost in the other direction.
Okay.
Which is definitely sort of pushed up in the Yisharim. It's an interesting thing to now say that we're paying our Kisarim with Misa.
So, Ken, I wouldn't... In other words, I would just say that... I would say the following. When I have... It would say, I mean, I wouldn't say paying your chisaron, but I would say that that when you have, you know, in some ways it actually is not so far. It's not so far from the recent interpretation of Rashi, but it's different in that when I have done something to one individual, and there are multiple ramifications of the action that I did, one of which is mechayev me to pay money, another which is to be put to death. So I only get one of the. So that's called mamon nefesh l'chad. In some sense, I mean, you could see it this way. In some sense, if when you damage my property, so I'm angry at you. And one of the things that you're paying me does accomplish is it makes me be less angry at you, right? It fulfills a need for justice. Right, right.
Justice has been
done. What's that?
Justice.
Correct. So in other words, if I'm not entitled to your death, but even the process of your having done something to me, you were punished. So then that satisfies my need to be, you know, appeased. Whereas if the Misa was doing something to his thing, and then I damage your property, it's nice that he gets the death penalty, you know, for eating truma. But the bottom line is that his tearing the shrum had nothing to do with my object. Not he's arguing on the grounds of two heftas, not two maisim. That's the similar but difference between him and the Ri. The Ri is arguing it all depends, whether it's one or two maisim.
I'm not sure if the Ri is that simple.
We'll get to the Ri in a moment. Okay, but that's what he wants to suggest for Rashi.
Hey, so for this one, the Chayv Nashu the Shemayim, what does that mean?
That's Tosfos' kasha. In other words, it's not shaykh to talk about the fact that I'm getting killed over your particular action doesn't mean that that's to you. That doesn't, that, you know, if you want to say, if you want to view Rashi is the less noble view of a human being and Tosis is the more noble view of a human being, in no way does the fact that you are being put to death or dying, whatever it is, anyway, you know, do I see a positive in that? That now I'm saying, okay, I can milk on the money because you're getting killed.
Wait, so what is the answer here?
The response is that that's not called. Is that totally unrelated?
Saying that the Rav Ashi does not hold Misa's Zeh.
Correct. By definition. By definition. By definition.
Is there no answer here?
No, it's the Kasha Rashi.
It's a Kasha Rashi.
Well, there's no answer here.
Correct. And then the Re wants to be Miyashiv Rashi.
I think most of us read that.
No. Tosis. Let's reread on. Go starting from the bottom line. In Kain Tiksha the Rava. Was that, or was that where you, I don't remember where you left, finished reading?
No, I finished later, but it's...
Oh, okay, so got...
Yeah, I'll just do it.
So, Al-Karcha, start in the second line on top.
Al-Karcha, Chashiv Misa, Misa Shlumin, Le'echa, Kveil, Ve'lo Mitzchayev Misa, Bishvil Adam, Elo L'Shamayim.
Right.
Ve'achinami, Achil Ashtruma, Bekir Ashirayim, Ave Misa, Misa Shlumin, Le'echa.
And Rashi's incorrect. Right. That's, at this point, Tosa says Rashi does not make sense, because Misa, by definition, is never... You know, Misa... Certainly, bidei shemayim.
So in other words, it's only a question Rashi got as an answer.
Yeah, this is this
a kriya shirayin having misa v'tashlumin le'achad. Who? In what way is that tashlumin le'achad as a question only in Rashi, not an answer?
No, because Rashi says that according to Rav Ashi, misa lezev v'tashlumin lezev.
It's the two different things. One is to
Rashi says that Rav Ashi holds that misa lezev v'tashlumin lezev is potter. Tosa says, this is not called Misa L'Zev Tashlum L'Zev. It's called Misa Tashlum L'Yachad. And you can't argue on the din. Rav Ashi says the din. Rav Ashi says, Pater. The only question is why. Is this a standard din of Kamla Rami? That's what Tosa has said right now. Or according to Rashi, it's not a standard din of Kamla Rami. It's a non-standard din. It's a Mama L'Zev and a Fasha L'Zev. And still Rav Ashi holds your Pater.
How is it
L'Chad? How is it L'Chad? Well, Tosus thinks that Misa, by definition, Tosus thinks you by Misa certainly be Deshamayim for the moment. Oh no, but even Misa's based in. Tosus thinks when you're talking about Misa, Misa by definition is never to anyone.
So then, how's it?
No,
the money is certainly to a person.
What's that?
The money is to the
correct
to the garment.
Correct,
but Misa is Leshamayim.
Right, which
and
is
how is that
well,
the point?
Hazama, it is to the Adium.
No, but that's the question of why that is called. In other words, Tosus hasn't sort of dealt with that question yet. There are two theories, and then it's going to be sort of, at least certainly Rabbeinu Tam deals with that one way. But for the moment, Tosus hasn't dealt with the case of, you know, hasn't addressed specifically why that's called, you know, Misa Lezeh. The answer to that question, by the way, even without the Riva, is that I tried, the difference between being Madlik someone's Gaddish and testifying against someone is one of them I was trying to kill him. One of them, the Misa is not nothing to do with him. Right, and the Misa doesn't have any effect on him. Right, I wasn't trying to hurt him in the sense of killing him. That's Machai Misa. It's between me and the Rabbeinu Shalom. You might say, on some level, I don't know, Tosh doesn't say this explicitly, it's a difference between Bein Adam, Bein Adam Lachaver, Bein Adam, and Bein Adam Lamakom. So when your Misa is a product of Bein Adam Lamakom, which it is by Hidlikas HaGadish, and it is by Ochal Truma, so that Misa, Lashamayim, is everybody. You know, because we're all for God.
So the Shemaim and Khan, you're saying that, you want to say that's your shot.
I think that's absolutely clear. I think it's absolutely clear. Tosis saying, have a Misa, look at the last line.
Yeah.
Have a Misa v'tashlumin le'echad. Not Misa l'shemayim v'tashlumin l'chad.
So there's certainly a theory being placed here.
There's certainly what?
A theory being offered here. And you're saying that the idea is that when it's the Shemaim, that's for everyone.
You can explain it however you want, but Tosis is arguing Rashi here.
How
do
you want to
explain it? I gave you an explanation. You can offer a different one. I don't think that's, you know, in the same sense, it's really Cain a little bit of the Riva, but not the same thing. The Riva argues that when any of us have an obligation to step in, Amidin Rodev, so then it's called Tashlum, then it's Misa Lakol. Okay? And therefore it doesn't matter who's Mammon, it's Mammon or Misa, it's Mammon Unufashos Le'achot. So I might say the same thing. It works better by the Shabbos case. It could explain, if you wanted to explain why Rashi, and to think about this till now, Rashi could distinguish between Misa B'dei Shemayim and Misa's Beis Din, is that Misa B'dei Shemayim, there's no achrayas in anyone. That's Ribono Shel Olam. Ribono Shel Olam is Chad, and the guy who lost the money is Chad. But Misa's Beis Din, you all have an obligation. in all obligation to be misaveh the person of Shiva to death. It's a mitzvah v'yarta ramika becha. So it's not rodef. The difference between rodef and regular mises beis din is that by rodef I have to step in and do it myself now. I'm
it's
like
a big difference. You actually are chayiv then to do something yourself. You
correct. So
I don't play a part in beis din killing this guy for Shabbos.
Of course you do. If you're an aide and know about it, you can come testify. In theory.
But if you're not, so if you're anybody else.
And if you're anybody else. And if you're anybody else, but you can assist the person in coming and testifying, right? And as you need your assistance, it's a particular. In other words, to encourage it. In other words, it's shayach for everybody to do it, right? Uviyata Rami Kabecha is a global mitzvah. I may not be able to do it mamish in this case, but in principle, it's the achrayas of society to execute him. And therefore, everybody, it's considered misa l'chol echad v'yachad. Whereas misa b'dishamayim, there's nothing for me to do.
That's
definitely not the reason. What's that? No, so one second.
That's what he's applying to, is specifically
Edom Zomim. Hold on. Right now, again, by Edom Zomim.
I think we're jumping to the
Rebbe. No. So hold on. No. So by Edom Zomim, maybe it's sort of a different. No, Edom Zomim more resembles the parasha of I owe you something. I tried to harm you. You mean. What's that?
Why can't you apply that svara to your zomim?
Why can't you apply tzedek tirdof to you stole my money or ruined my field? That's also everyone should be helping him out, bringing him to Beit Din, whatever it is.
No, I'll tell you why the difference there. The difference is that by mamonos, there's one toveah fundamentally. It's the person who was nizok. That no one else can, in other words, whereas misa is society or the state against the person. As opposed to mamon, it's no one's person's, you know, choice. In fact, the person can be mochal on their mamon. You can't be mochal on somebody's misa. That's not a choice. The person committed an act that's liable for capital punishment. Nobody can be mochal on that. Okay, but even naniach that you don't want to accept that my suggestion within Rashi, why to distinguish, but to explain what the Tosus's svara is. Tosus's svara is that since misa, by definition, is never to a person. Again, even for that, by the way, even for Tosis, you're going to have to explain what you do with Edom Zomim. Right? So I can understand in that case that Misa, which is not a result of my trying to harm a person, the Misa is not for the harm they did to the person, it's for something totally unrelated to the person. So that's a global Misa that it's shayach to everybody that you don't say Mamal Zeh, Nefashos Zeh. But Edom Zomim, where I actually tried to kill you, that Misa is to you. As
For Tosis, Rodev would be the issue, right?
What's that?
For Tosis, this part of Tosis, Rodev is.
But only if you take the Rebbe's very novel understanding of the relationship of the Rodev.
Right, because remember, I'm not trying to kill anybody else. I'm only trying... What's that?
In Tosos Kama, whoever said the Shita.
No, Rodev would not be a problem here.
Why not?
Because, again, leaving out the Rebbe for the moment, by Rodev, who stands in the way of my harm that we're killing the Rodev? Who stands in the way of the to be harmed by the Rodev? That's why we're killing the Rodev. Only the Nirdev. Nobody else. That was the big chiddush of the Riva. The Riva took. I'm taking when I suggested for Rashi the chiluk to Misa B'Shamayim and Misa's Beis Din. I'm borrowing the Riva's chiluk and taking it to another level.
So it should be Mo'ezah.
Correct, and that's the way. Except for the Riva, that's what the other Balei Tosfos to say.
Oh, okay.
They say the pashtus in the Gemara.
They say Rava doesn't hold that.
Correct. The pashtus in the Gemara is is that Mamon Lazer and Nefashos Lazer is in fact still Pater. That's the simple reading of the Gemara in Ayin Dalet. The Riva has to stand on his head to read it this way. But the simple reading of the Gemara is, yeah, Mamon Lazer doesn't matter. That Lo Shnat doesn't make a difference whether it's Mamon Nefashos Lazer or Mamon Lazer and Nefashos Lazer.
Doesn't Korto's Kami seem to say that Mamon Lazer and Nefashos Lazer is Hayev? He makes it here that this is an exception. Meaning the rule is
Mo'ezah Nefashos Lazer. So Tosus has not yet discussed the question of what you do with Rodev.
But is there any other parallel part of Tosus?
Wait, but
it's like Tosus Kama, whatever we're going to call this.
No, one second. But Tosus would say, but at this point, by the way, I'd say at this point you would say that Rabbah holds that Mo'ezah Nefashos Lazer is Pater. Tosus points out that the Girsa is Rabbah. So yeah, Rabbah holds that way. But Rava, maybe Rabbi Yosef, say explicitly. And I'm sorry, Rabba holds the potter. And Ravashi might very well, not for Tosos, but Rava and Rabbi Yosef, Rava and maybe Rabbi Yosef disagree with Rabba. Okay. That's not so.
What will be bothering Tosos to make Ravashi be saying that Imam Zen Abashoz is really chayev, and here's an exception, but Rabba in Rodev case It's totally fine.
So I'll tell you what Tosfos doesn't want. For starters, Rav Ashi is not invoked by anybody in the is not inserted in the sugyos there, and by understanding Rav Ashi's firstly, you also have to deal very simple. What's motivating really? What's motivating Tosfos? Honestly, it's not Rav Ashi who's motivating Tosfos.
It's the Mishnah.
Right? If you don't explain that Mishnah as being Mamon Nefashas Lachad, then we would say Itosef Rava. Rava's gone. It's over for him. Right? You have to explain really that Mishnah.
You mean Rava?
No, Rava of Sanhedrin Yud. That Mamon Lezeh Nefashas Lezeh Chayev. What do you do? Madlik Gadisha Shachaver B'Shavis. So you have to explain Madlik.
Now, is it Rava gone? If you say that really there is Mamon Lezeh Nefashas Lezeh, and that's really
chayav. No, the Mishnah says that the one fact here in the Mishnah. The one fact in the Mishnah is madlik gadisho shel chaveira b'shabbos is pater on the tashlumin. Now, you either say that's because it's called mamon lezeh, a mamon lefashas lachad, or you say that mamon lezeh nefashas lezeh is pater. So those who say that Mamon Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh is Chayiv, like Rava and Sanhedrin, maybe Rav Yosef and Daf Yud, have no choice but to say that the Mishnah is called Mamon or Nefashos Lachat. They have no choice. Rabba could say, Rabba Bayin Dalet, who says that Rodef Shashiber Kalim is Potter, Medina, Rabba could say that, no, the Mishnah is Mamon Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh, but it's Potter anyway.
Is that a good enough motivation for Tosfos to read Rav Ashi here as saying Mamon Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no. But except for here's the point: once you know from the Mishnah that someone is mischayev mises based in unrelated to his chaver and incurs a monetary obligation in the midst of that, that's called Mamon Nefashos Lachad. Once you know that, because otherwise the Gemara would have asked the kash against Rava from it. So this is mamish the same case.
Not really. You could say that it's not the Shmaya thing, it's just for that person's. Your Yemis is related to that person's Abba. That you're the condition.
So that's Rashi. That's Zach's explanation of Rashi.
Right, so then what is motivating?
No, because that's not the obvious explanation. I would have said the bottom line.
Really
listen, bottom line is why is Madlik Adisha Shechaver B'Shabbos considered Misa Lezeh Tashlum Azeh? Just answer that question first. Why is that called Lachad? The Mises to the Ribon Shalom. You're tangential in that. I could be Madlik a Gadish El Hefker. Okay? And then it's your Gadish. The answer is simple because whether you want to say it's because of Mises to everybody or Mises to nobody. Either way, that's not called Mamon Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh. Mamon Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh means when I was trying to harm you somehow, however that was. Okay. So that's what I think. And as I think, this is the chiddush of Rashi that Misa Bidei Shamayim, and that's even a bigger chiddush, could be called Lichad. Maybe it's the lesser chiddush. It doesn't matter. It could be called lechad versus the mama, called lezeh, as opposed to, I should have said that, lechad versus lechad, lezeh versus the mama, which is lezeh. That's a, doesn't, very difficult. But Tosa's point, what's that?
The Gemara does say Truma Shalah. It means it does sound like his possession.
Okay, so now you're supporting my argument why Rashi read the way he did. Right? Just the language itself invoked. I think the point of saying Truma Shalo really was that the Chiyuv wasn't for the Truma. That's the point. In other words, the Chiyuv Mamon. In other words, think about it from the following vein. We are trying to establish a case where a person, because he gets a Misa Bidei Shamayim, he doesn't pay. So the truth is, he's not going to pay. He's going to pay. If the truma were somebody else's, he's going to pay. Why? Because the chiyuv on the truma comes before the misa. What he's going to be potter is on the shirayim. But it means in this case, if it weren't truma shelo, then he'd be potter on one more chayv another moment. I think it's just a distraction. That's the pshat, probably why the Gemara just says, achal truma shelo. So that's a really way of saying we're not talking about mamon or truma. Because you're right, when it comes to truma, eating truma, you're going to be chayiv because it's not simultaneous. So instead, I have to come up with a simultaneous case. So it's achal truma shelo. Forget the tochi of truma because it's his. So no matter what, simultaneous, not simultaneous, he's not taking money, taking from his right pocket and put his left pocket. But kara shira and shel chavero in contrast to shelo, he tears someone shira and that's simultaneous with the swallowing of the truma. So it's Chayav Misa and Chayav Mamon at the Mamish at the same time, even though unrelated to one another. So that, I think, could be pshat. You don't have to go in to say what Rashi said. Have I, for the moment, satisfied your question? Not because you agree with me, but you agree that Tosos, at this point, is rejecting Rashi, and Tosos is making an argument, for some reason, that whenever a person is chayav misa bidei shamayim or misas beis din, and I'm going to add in, and it's not because I tried to harm someone, that that's called misa unefashos lachad.
Yes, we in Seder, a lot of us have decided that this was one sheet already of an answer. I mean, Rashi is a sheet, and this is another.
Is an explanation of Rashi?
Not an explanation of Rashi. It's another sheet of how to be miyashay in Mars.
Okay, fine. So, and so, but and how do you?
We label Tosos one.
Fine. I have no problem. I think it should fit with everything else.
Okay.
Right? I understand when it comes to Eden Zomim, it's called Mamal Lezeh and Nefashos Lezeh because you tried to harm them. By Rodef, the Rodef himself, it's called Mamal Lezeh and Nefashos Lezeh because he tried to kill the Nirduf. And Nirduf's the only one who's being his target. So it fits very nicely.
For those who aren't, but the Tosos one is the Riva as well, but that's something we should discuss and get the Riva, I think.
Okay, fine.
Right, so
but I want to know now, you toast to me, so I'm going to throw it back at you.
Okay.
What's the svara?
What's the svara for what?
Why is it that if Mimisa's Bidishamayim, Mimisa's Basedin, why is it that when you say Kam Ravine, it's called, not called Mamon Lachad and Mamon Lezeh and Nefashos Lezeh?
If you want to see my notes, I have a huge question mark. I have no clue how it's tied not for the Shemayim somehow is Lachad.
Why should it not be Lachad?
It's not. I would say it's not.
One's to the person.
I would say one is to the person and one is to nobody.
So that's definitely not lachad either.
No. The point. So that's why, without this, forget my idea of your responsibility to bring someone into Beis Din. There's an idea that when a crime, you know, if you want to talk about from.
That's a very interesting understanding of killing the rabbanei, which not many people ever understand. You've now given a hakira almost.
No, so
killing the rabbanei is the idea of. That justice needs to be served, and we don't want to, like, part of the pie.
And,
each victim,
yeah,
Bill, but that's it.
Each victim is entitled to justice, right?
And each victim is entitled.
So if you say
that's an interesting idea of killing the rabbi.
But if you want to say that, which is what Rabbeinu Tam says in Edom Zom, interesting enough. And if you say that here, that each victim is entitled to justice, then you understand why, in a case of chi of misa, why it's not. In other words, you have to ask the question in the following fashion: What is the norm and what is the exception? In other words, is it that really you say kam l'rabbanei, but really, except for by mamal lezeh nefashos lezeh, you don't say kam l'rabbanei, or really you don't say. In other words, everybody should get their due, but when it comes to a mamal nefashos lachad, it's sufficient with one. So
which one is this?
There's the latter one, because once you, in other words, in other words, what's that?
For the Kaddish, you'd be comfortable just because we'd say,
in other words, you really, by right, if you do it to two different people, everybody gets something,
yeah.
But in the absence of there being two different parties, it's sufficient, it's for one punishment. So in this case, I know it's to person, and then one is to God, but God's okay with that. God doesn't need us, you know.
Yeah, but you didn't pay the person, you only paid God.
No, I'm saying. One second. So that's not going to work that way.
The person doesn't get paid.
No, that's correct. No, so I don't want to say it that way because that's bringing back the old question of Kamlai Rami, the whole unfairness of the principal to the guy who's out his money.
And the way you said it before was that there's a certain amount of justice, and Kamlai Rami says that we don't need too much justice. So justice has been paid.
No, I know, I understand, but I'm just trying to think.
About this, like in American courts, when someone commits murder, do they also charge them for the bloodstains on the shirt that he's also ruined? I haven't noticed that in any case. Like, by the way, you're for manslaughter and for nezek.
Well, that's probably done so as to not. Well, probably you could do that in a civil lawsuit. That's why we haven't heard it, because that's a civil lawsuit, right?
But most people, once they already do one lawsuit, they don't need a civil lawsuit. That seems to be our theory. That's your theory in this. Tosos 1 of what
Kinlein
Rami means.
Well, I want us to step back for one second here. Tosos, how would you explain it? You explain Tosos, forget the two possibilities there for the moment. You'd explain Tosos as saying that once, in other words, a chiyuv
nafshel shemayim is somehow lechad. That's the
correct. In other
that
words,
that he uses somehow.
In other words, once it's Lashamayim, we don't say they're two separate entities here. There's only...
It's like, everyone, is this like a Spinoza argument? Everything is gone.
So, no, I know what I wanted to say before. I'm not even going to touch that. I wanted to say before is the following. If you start out with the assumption, in principle, you should always say Kamei Rabine. But if you can come up with two injured parties here, you know, because you've injured, this is what I want to say, because you've injured two parties, now you have to compensate both. Not in the sense of justice, but it's almost, it's not quite what the Ri says, two Maisim, but it's like you've done two different things. So Lashamayim, there's no need for compensation there. Right?
Means,
so it's not two different things.
There was never a second person.
What's that?
Anyone says Lachan, it means because there wasn't another.
Correct. And that's what I was trying to say before. In other words, it's a patur, it's a Machayiv if it's Lachad and Lachad. If you really have two different entities being Toveya here. Right? And as you might say, it almost becomes two separate Dine Torah when you have two parties to be Toveya. Two separate Dine Torah, we can give you two punishments. But if it's one Dine Torah, because there's nothing really to be Toveya, there's no one that we have to, we're responsible for compensating. We don't have to compensate God, even if it's Mises Beis Din. So then, it's basically one trial, and in one trial, you know, you get one punishment. That was what I was trying to say. I didn't want to, I said it poorly the other way. That seems to be what's going on here. Sure.
Well, not really per se, but the idea that it's Misa Shemayim, and also God owns everything, Hashem owns Ma, so it's really one person.
Wait, you already, what if I steal your apple that you already said a bracha on? Wow.
Well, that's more like, you know, depending if I don't like what he has to say, that might be a mitzvah, because then he can't talk. Until he gets that apple back, right? Another apple, we'll have to make another bracha, so there's no point at that point. Okay, but no, that's nice. That's nice for drush. Okay, and maybe that you're forced to resign. In other words, look, at the end of the day, I'm not happy until justice is served, and it seems like, you know...
Seems like we're comping out.
You know, what's interesting is this one sheet that where this does, and we're going to explore this at length. This will be probably after the midterm, certainly after the midterm. What do you do in a situation of Mammon and Malkus? So there are, the Gemara is going to have to deal with, there are three Shittas Nemarim, and you guys, how do you have three Shittas? It's easy to have three Shittas. You get one, you get the other, you get both. But that's actually not, and that is, none of the three Shittas Ekroni hold of those three possibilities. You'll see, but one, there is a Shitta, I think it's Rav Lazar, who says that in an offense that involves, And he's dealing, it's a different kind of case because it's one offense. Let's say it's two averes. You're ma'anes or you're mafata amamzeres. Our mission is what stimulates it. You're ma'anes or mafata amamzeres. So there's immediately a problem. What's the problem? Well, you get malchus for that. It's a lav. And an intim salomar, you might say to me, well, but maybe only if you get the malchus. But what if you don't get the malchus? What if there were no hasra? Okay, you have to be Edim, because if there's no Edim, then there's no Knas. Okay, but the Momenos, the other parts, the Boshes, the Tsar, the Pagam, so that if you mow the two, you don't need Edim there, but there's no Malchus for it. So Ryokanan says, Asu, tell me, that's why you pay. So the answer, the Kash is, but yeah, what happens if I burn your house down on Shabbos, but there are no Edim, and I say, I admit I burned your house down on Shabbos. So I don't get Mises Beis Din, do I have to pay? Clear, it's my own Hadas Baldin.
Yeah.
No. It's a famous Tana of the Bechiskiya and the Bavli, and the Yushalmi has the same Shita, just not in the name of Bechiskiya. The Shita is that that no matter how you damage someone else's behema, you're chayiv to pay, whether it's Beshogi, Mezid, Beones, Beratzon. This is the din of chayve misa shogigim. You're not. The bottom line is you'll read the drasha. Bottom line is that chayve misa shogigim are pturim. If I do an avera, a maase avera that under the right circumstances would have been mechayev me misa, meaning I had the right kavana. With the right kavana and with the edim and with hasra, with mechayvisa, it doesn't matter if all those are absent. I do it b'shoge, I'm still patur. That's what's even harder, right? And that makes the problem even worse because I'm not even getting the punishment. So Rabbi Yochanan says that doesn't apply by Malkos. By Malkos, even if you hold Tana de Chizkiya, which seems I think everybody holds it. Where is it? It's on the top of I mean, it's a few places in Shas. It's in Baba Kama. It's turn the pages. Where is it? It's all over Shas. Actually, where is it? Oh, here it is. It's on the top of Lama Ches Amid Aleph. It appears on Lama Heim and Aleph too. It's in Baba Kama and Sanhedrin in a couple of places. Okay. So you can see on top of Lama Ches Amid Aleph, and it's somewhere in Lama Heim and Aleph. Just 1 second. So the other possible answer, one other answer, that Reish Lakish has his own shita, and Rabbi Lazar says that no, that actually, and as Rabbi Yochanan would say, that if you get hasra on a mafata case, you get the malchus, you don't pay the money. And Rabbi Lazar says no, you only get malchus in a case where there's no tashlumei mamon. You want to know how could there be no tashlumei mamon? You come up with a case. It's like the analog would be when you strike someone and wound them. What's the din when you strike someone and wound them?
Okay.
Well, I'm not living in your base. If I strike someone with my fist, I beat them up.
Sorry, according to Gemara, and then if you do like the lesser damage, you get malchus.
Correct. That's the great irony.
That's not a din of how harsh it is.
What? No, listen for a second. If I strike someone and I wound them, and I do a Shabbos Putas worth of damage, I have to pay. I violated the Yisr of Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. Doesn't matter. But if I makis someone, but I do less than a shavaputa, then I get malchus, right? So that's a case, that particular lav, and Rabbi Yochanan would say that's the exception, but that particular lav, you pay money, unless there's no tashlum imanum for a technical reason, then you get malchus for violating the lav. But, so he would say the same thing by, as a general klal, that's what, I think it's Rabbi Lazar who wants to say. Right, so that's, I'm wondering, why don't we say that by Misa also? In other words, let God be mochel. He's got deep pockets. We don't. We don't. I'm still troubled by that question.
Yeah,
okay.
Too.
What's that?
Get
all right. Well, I like Rabbi Lazar for that reason. But, you know, it doesn't sound... We don't know what the Dimai Misa is. Right? God gets to collect, and I don't get to collect my damages. Okay. Fine. Yes, Ezra Shimon.
How can your Misa be used to compensate the person whose hay you burned down? You don't owe him debt, you owe him money.
I understand. So my almost not quite homiletical explanation is that if the goal is for justice to be served, so the less noble view of human tendencies is, well, I know I'm not getting paid, but he's getting what he deserves. Okay. Satisfaction.
So then why do we need him to get punished for both people that he damages?
Because if he... You know, the fact is that if he's getting Misa for something that he did to you, while I might be happy he's getting Misa, my suffering has not been acknowledged.
Right, so your suffering is not acknowledged in the case where he burned down your...
No, because for burning down my Gaddish, he gets a death penalty. More than having to pay me. Again, so my pocketbook is missing, but as opposed to, if it's mamish to someone else, it's nice, he's a scoundrel, and I'm glad to see him die, but this is not the general impulse we should have. Okay, even though the pasuk in Mishlei says uvavod v'shaim rina, it also says gam anosh la tzadik lo tov, and min folay v'chal tismach v'koshlo al yogel libecha pen yirei Hashem v'rabei nave shimei levapo. So we're not supposed to be sameach b'mapaltan shosham. It's not generally a good habit. It breeds bad character. But we know what human tendencies are. So the point is, I might be happy they lost, but like the outcome of the court case doesn't acknowledge that harm was done to me. But if it was he burned my gadish down on Shabbos, so yes, I'm saying I lost. I lose the money, but you burn my Gaddish. You see how important I am? Because you burn my Gaddish down on Shabbos, and you get the death penalty. Right. Okay, so obviously it's not because it's my Gaddish, but the point is that for your action, that's the way you could sort of explain. Yes?
Could Rashi not be including God as a second party, but be including the guy himself? And in that sense...
Well, that's what Zach was saying.
But it's not so much justice to himself as kapara.
Who needs the kapara? Oh, you mean because he harmed two people?
No, because he ate true money.
He lit a fire on Shabbos.
He owes Misa to himself. So
that is, in fact, it trumps, as a chiyuv, the money you would pay to the owner of the guy.
Because you need the kapara. Yeah,
the
money
because the debt is the ultimate kapara. It's not coming
but that's
more from
me. That's in help the other guy.
Right. It fundamentally changes it from a perspective of justice to a perspective of God's mercy of kapara.
This isn't a lachat thing. You're still saying in separate ideas.
It is lachat.
Or lezeh.
Right.
For Rashi.
Well, that's how. Well, he clearly is not reading it as lachat here.
And you're saying the reason is because
Rashi can't be reading it as lachat because he holds that when you damage yourself by eating truma or by lighting a fire on Shabbos, you owe yourself. Or whatever, you owe yourself a kapara.
That's wrong just being.
I don't think Rashi holds it.
We don't have to answer for Rashi.
I think Tosfos says that. The first sheet
he's rejecting that idea because.
You owe people Misa. But when you owe God Misa, we don't care. We don't consider it Misa. Rashi has nothing to do with how much you. Because I don't have a svara for Rashi.
You say it's Baal Yedei.
Yeah, exactly.
Rashi says it's Baal Yedei. Correct.
So you lose the money.
That's what I said. You understand this relating to the Chafetz.
That's very dachok.
It's very dachok.
It's because Rashi says by Balaam's own too. He says, because you're getting killed, Bishvil Aedim, so then you pay the Baal. It's not Balaam's own and Aedim, the Baal.
There is no Chafetz.
The Aedim are the Chafetz.
The Aedim are the Chafetz?
Yeah.
Well, you were trying to kill the Aedim.
There's the act and there's the acted upon. You are trying to kill the Aedim. They are acted upon. And in every case, that's the same in every case. The Eved in the Gedi also. You killed the Eved.
So right, the Eved is the acted upon.
The acted upon. And then the Baal HaGedi should get the money.
Okay. So three. Brick is waiting to jump on me. Okay.
I just like being the Asher Rashi.
What's that?
I just like being the Asher Rashi.
Okay, that's fair. Viri.
Viri writes Ali Asher Pirsha Kuntris. Vichashi Pacha, Yisela Zev Sashon Lazet. Vichashi and Beis Maisim. Achilas Trimar Pekresh Yirai. Vichain, Ploni Baal, Bito Shoplani, and Beis Eduyos. Shayu Yicholim Haida Lav, Belobas. Belobas, Belobas.
Okay. Now the truth is that would this satisfy all of the particular cases, this idea of one maisa? And again, the big finish here. I know that. Okay. I want all the other maisim. Let's just talk about, before we get to Eden Zomim case, the cases that you know in your head already. Right? It's Truma Mishirayin. Look, there's a difference. There is a difference. Look. There is a difference between, I could say the following. Even Luyetsuyer that somebody holds, even if somebody held, why could, see, Rashi's formulation suggests that he sees this as, he doesn't say Beferish, it's arguing on Rava, but he certainly sounds like he's saying that.
He
just says Rav Ashi holds Misa Stam Zadat Pata, right, which is mashma that somebody else holds otherwise. Okay.
One Rav Papa.
What's that?
Rav Papa.
No, we discussed this already. I don't know whether...
We don't know. But it's a possibility.
It's a possibility. But Rava, we know, says Misa Lezat Pashal Lezat Chai.
We know that
right.
Whatever
notice by the way. Notice by the way. Tosus doesn't say. Tosus
is Rabash's Das Yachid, and not many people might not hold like him in general.
Okay, but notice that when Tosus who says Upalig, he says Adarava, not Adarav Papa.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Don't we know that whatever Rashi says, Rav Ashi is holding. You know that he holds that Rav Papa does not hold that.
No, that's why I've been went through this already. In other words, it is possible Rav Ashi.
Why would you not say it when Rav Papa starts talking?
Rav Papa would have said it. Rav Papa held it.
No, Rav Papa's view doesn't indicate one way or another what he holds on this matter because he just
is.
What's that?
Except he's very specifically not Rav Ashi.
Okay, so here I'm going to point out, I'm going to invoke my historical argument. If he was his Bar Plukta, I would agree with you more. Here the Gemara lays it out. Three generations, each one comes up with its own teretz. Do I know that each one would have disagreed had they heard the teretz of the other? I don't know. Right? Tell me something. Does Rav Papa argue on whoever that was? It was, if it was really Rava, the what's that?
Stam
of the Gemara? What?
When he gives an answer over to the people behind, above him, there might be a reason why he disagrees.
Yeah, and the reason could just be is that he thought it was a more plausible scenario.
But it's not. I mean, Rav Papa versus the Stam and the Gemara is clearly a more plausible scenario.
What's
but
that?
Rav Papa versus the Stam and the Gemara is obviously a much more plausible scenario, but Rav Papa to Rav Ashi isn't. That's not so obvious.
I would agree even with that point. I'm just telling you methodologically.
How can you tell what Republic thought was plausible?
Because that's what he's talking. Because that's the only difference.
No, no. Okay. So again, so I would just say the following. I agree, I'm more likely to think, not that Rav Papa doesn't, see, for that reason, it's not that Rav Papa disagrees with Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi disagrees with Rav Papa, and the question is why. But we didn't even explore that, and I'm not explaining it. Why wasn't he satisfied with Rav Papa's tariff? So the answer is, he might have been satisfied with Rav Papa's tariff, but he wanted to show how cleverly you could come up with another answer. I am not buying into the premise, okay? You can,
I
know exactly where you're coming from. I know exactly how you were trained. So you're thinking, multiple possibilities. I'm thinking there could be a whole host of other reasons why he didn't get that tariff. If he was a Bar Plukta, I'd be more inclined to think that this fundamentally a machlokas. If he's not a Bar Plukta, if he's the next generation, he's come up with a different approach to dealing with the problem. You know, maybe Rav Ashi was sitting in the base of Medrash daydream one time and he saw some crazy guy running through the street eating something and just tearing, doing damage. And he said, oh, you know what?
And Rav Papa wasn't smart enough to think of this idea.
No, Rav Papa wasn't daydreaming. He was staggering away and wasn't distracted by what was going on in the street.
Ideas are from daydreaming.
What's that?
And
it was Hashkacha Pratis that he was distracted and he saw this happen in the street.
And that's how Svaras are made of the Gemara.
What's that? Who's to say that a brilliant Chiddush and a Svara couldn't come up? You know, when do you have your best ideas? When do your best ideas come to you? In the shower. Exactly. And there's a cognitive basis for that. No, you say it's a jokingly. There's a cognitive basis of multiple systems of the brain, and there are times when.
I also tend to come up with good Svaras in morning Seder. And it's a possibility. Okay. Maybe Ravashi came up with it when he was learning this again.
Again, I
perhaps Republic was also in this again and thought of other things and was able to think of multiple things.
You
assume a certain amount of brilliance to these people.
I'm not convinced that you can prove that Rav Papa. There's a reason why. There's a reason why Tosu says Polaga the Rava.
Okay.
All right.
Leave it at that. So,
okay.
Fine.
I just want one more point on this.
Yes.
I can understand why you don't want to say that Rav Papa disagrees with Rav Ashi, but I think you have to say that Rashi is saying. Rav Ashi is saying something that Rav Papa disagrees with.
No, Rav Ashi is saying something that somebody disagrees with.
Yeah.
But by the fact that Rashi says it by Rav Ashi and not by Rav Papa.
No, because Rashi's invoking a concept he knows from elsewhere in Shas.
According to the first Tosos,
I categorically refuse to accept that Rashi. Simple reason. You might be right that Rav Papa would agree with Rashi. I'm not going to take a stand on that. But Rav Papa doesn't really address the... Precisely because Rav Ashi's Ukinta seems to be more far-fetched, I'm more likely to think, and I don't know why, that Rav Ashi would disagree with Rav Papa's teretz, and also because Rav Papa preceded him, and Rav Ashi still chose to give this teretz, rather than to assume that Rav Papa argues on Rav Ashi's teretz. I would faster say Rav Papa did give Rav Ashi's teretz because it's so far-fetched, it didn't occur to him.
The Rav Ashi's teretz is so far-fetched.
Yeah.
It's not far-fetched at all.
For a case to say that Zarshah Haltruma...
If you hold to this idea, this is actually a very simple case. It simplified everything. You had a whole complication of which happens first, what happens second. Just do two separate things and two separate maestos.
Excuse me.
For a pup would never allow
excuse me. Excuse me. You have forgotten the text. Zarshah Haltruma. Say, and the Karashi Ryan at the same time. You know, we talk about the previous case was Ochev Chelbo Shel Chavera. Right? Gonav Chelbo Shel Chavera. Right?
You're saying that Ravashi is clearly out of the box.
Correct!
That's 100% true.
So that's why I'm more likely to think Ravashi didn't like something Republic was saying.
And what did Ravashi not like about Republic?
What's that?
And what did
I don't know! But you can't tell me Republic was already. You can't. So maybe Ravashi.
I understand, what does he fundamentally disagree with Republic that he doesn't like Republic?
I don't know, but that's not what you want to know right now. In other words, that's
all
not.
I'm asking the read. I'm right now.
No. You're not going to get there. Because I asked you a question. I want to know, without Rashi suggesting that Rav Ashi. How could one explain Rav Ashi in a way? How could one have explained. I guess, no, it's actually the inverse. It's even a bigger. Now, Rashi is suggesting. I'm sorry, this is what I meant to say. Not Rav Ashi. It's particularly bad because it's Rashi and Rav Ashi. Okay? And had Rav Ashi been abbreviated, like if Rav Abba would have abbreviated, Rav Ashi would have been Rashi. So, according to Rashi's understanding, there is a shita that disagrees with Rav Ashi. In other words, you would only argue on Rav Ashi if you happen to hold Mamon Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh is Chayv. Otherwise, you would agree with Rav Ashi.
Which is what I assume is...
Right? Now, I might argue the following, that even if... Who holds that Mamon Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh is Pashtus?
Rabba.
Rabba. In Ayin Dalet. It's Rabba. It's Rabba. Tosfos, because I make that point, it's Rabba. We know it's Rabba, based upon the sugya in Bava Kamma. And that the Rodeith Gemara is Rabba.
The
Rodeith was
Rabba.
It's Rabba.
That's what
they're
quoting
the word. Okay, Tosfos, based upon... So listen... So you want to say that Rashi is going to claim that obviously Ravashi and Rabba, you know, Rabba would agree with Ravashi. And I would say, no. I don't think that that's true. I think Rabba, who ordinarily holds Mama Lezeh and Nefashos Lezeh, is Pater, you say Kalei Rabbanei, would say in this case, of course you don't say Kalei Rabbanei. Why?
It's not Mama Lezeh and Nefashos Lezeh.
Well, it is Mama Lezeh and Nefashos Lezeh, but it's a super case of Mama Lezeh and Nefashos Lezeh. Because it's not even... What? Two separate actions, not in the artificial way that reconstructs. Oh, I said that Reuven was Baal al Naram Rasa Leah, but he could have just testified about Reuven, or he could have
that's
just testified about Leah.
We also then need to answer that and how do we understand that. But yes.
So before we get to that,
how does the re and how does that make sense for
Archie? Well, we'll get there in a second. But I just want to point out that you could not, in other words, you could not buy into the re and explain Rashi that way. But you know, you could have disagreed with Rashi on other grounds. You could have said that Rav Ashi for sure holds Mamon Lezeh. If in this case Rav Ashi holds Yepata, when they're two totally unrelated Maisim, right? A road that when I'm chasing after someone to kill him and I break stuff, granted the actions are separable, but it happens as part of the same action. My chasing after you, object in the way, boom, right through the object, right? At the moment I smash the object, as part of my trying to chase you, I run into the object. It's one action. It's separable in principle, but it's fundamental. But in Lebais, it's one action. When I testify that Reuven was Baal Leah, who's a Nara Marasa, it's one action. I could have testified about Reuven, I could have testified about Leah, but I happen to put them together.
I think the Re is saying that's not, it's actually two actions.
I know he says that, but if I put the Re aside for the moment, on my own, I would have said that's one action. It's one testimony. I told a story. What was the story? I could have left out the details, but I didn't. I said Reuven was Baal Leah. But here, these are mamish two separate actions. So even if ordinarily you held Mamon Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh would be Pater, like Rabba, I could think that Rabba would disagree with Ravashi in this case. Rabba certainly would disagree with Ravashi.
They might disagree not just in Mamon
Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh. You mean agree?
No, Rabba would disagree.
Rabba would still say Pater even in this case.
No! No, I would say Rabba...
I thought your whole point is that even Truma, eating Truma and ripping is so two separate actions... Even Rabba, who agrees that you'd usually be chayav, might even say...
No, Rabba who says you're pater. You got him backwards. Rabba says you're pater.
Yeah, sorry. So
he
Rabba
says, you got the right svara. Your kasha was because you inverted it, right? Rabba says, my mamon lezeh nefashos lezeh you're pater. Rodev sheshiber sakelim is pater. But Rabba here might say you're chayav. Because these are because they're two totally unrelated actions.
Yeah, right.
You understood. Yeah, you just inverted it. Okay? So that's my point, that you could not accept the Re's contention about Eidos, that Eidos is splittable in this fashion, and you could say that even though it's one Maisim, but it could have been two Maisim, so we'll treat it as two Maisim, as opposed to this case, which is mamish two unrelated Maisim. Certainly the case of Reuven Ba'aleya, even if they're separable, they're not an unrelated Maisim. It's one, you're testifying about one thing that happened. If you had left out or not known some of the details about one or the other.
The Eidos is two separate things.
What's that?
Whatever.
I mean, the point is that even the Eidos has two details in it, but it's fundamentally about one. You present it as one story.
But the point is that there's two Maisos, somehow.
Where? According
to the
Re. The Re claims because the Eidos could have been separated into two parts. You could have said, A, you testified about X, B, you testified about Y, therefore it's considered two Maisos.
But they weren't. So you did
they are considered two Maisos.
Why?
Because Rava holds Yechayev on both, Mamon Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh.
Rava holds Yechayev on both.
Rava in Daf Yod holds that you are Chayev, Mamon Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh.
How is it Shtei Maisios if you said it in one sentence?
What's that?
How is it Shtei Maisios if it was done in one sentence?
So the answer is because it's like distributive. I testify that Reuven was Baal, and then it goes blurring, but I don't hear it. And now we replay the tape, and I testify that somebody
was. That's not what happened.
I know. So
I think
that the Re is dachuk in that regard, and he gets called on it.
Answer for the Re in this regard.
So again, when you're going to say it's a chiddush, it's like a palkin on dibur. It's like saying that we look at testimony, as opposed to the, again, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashba nails him on the case where the testimony seems to be unbreakable. So one of you had a Svara to me. Sam is going to present the Svara as to why even the Rashba's case is breakable. All I'm saying, I can accept what the Ri says, but I'm making a point is that understand that the Ri's Chiddush is a much bigger Chiddush in the Eidos than it is in the Gaddish. And I'm suggesting that one could have accepted, and as Rabba presumably disagrees with Rava. Rava probably says, Rava would probably say, in other words, given the Gemara's formulation, that Rava's position of Mamon Lezeh and Nefashos Lezeh is Chayiv in that case, and given that the Gemara says for Rava, not talking about that case, but Mamon Lezeh and Nefashos Lezeh is Patur, I presume Rava disagrees with Rava by the Eidos case. All the Eidos cases, right? Right, he says you don't get two punishments. Nonetheless, I am suggesting that even if you say that Rava rejects Rava, he might still agree with Rava in this case. Rava presumably
you might agree with Rava
that you have to pay for the Shikara Shira. That's my point. In other words, you can have
Ravashi doesn't perfectly align with Rava.
Correct.
That's
correct. Rava would not go as far as Ravashi goes. Yes. Go ahead.
But for what you're saying, Rava might agree with Rava in this case. Is it because this is like a super Momozan and that?
Right, correct.
Or possibly like a Kimle issue in of itself. Meaning,
now,
what would he say in a case where the Shuman shrine would belong to one person and you ate it and you ripped his shrine?
So I would have said you're still chayev too. No, I would have said that Kimle Rabbi means when you do one, generally it's one Maisa in some variety. Which happens to be two separate averis at the same time, that you only get one punishment. But here, these are two unrelated actions.
Right. So it's nothing to do with Momozan and Nefashos Lezeh.
Correct. And as I would say, in other words, he wouldn't bring it. Rav Ashi has to say that this is called. Rav Ashi has to say as a very expansive view of Kamlei B'Derabba meaning.
What is the misunderstanding of Kamlei B'Derabba? According to Ri and Rav Ashi, what is Kamlei B'Derabba meaning?
It's like, I don't know. It's hard, very.
Meaning, if I would do 2 minutes later, I'd be high for both.
Correct.
But if I do it right now, meaning you have a capacity for the amount of stuff you can be high for in a minute. And you filled your capacity, you're high of me.
You're asking now for Ravashi, right?
According to the ring.
According to everybody. Right. And as Ravashi, I'm highlighting that the position of Ravashi seems so difficult.
It certainly is.
Right, and that you really, no matter what you want, no matter what, you could erase Rashi, you could erase Tosfos, you're still going to have to explain Rashi. 100%. It would be like saying, it's like saying that, it's a kind of like Enis or Chalal Isser. You know, that once it's Yom Kippur, I might as well eat a cheese sandwich, and somehow we don't consider two averes, because I ate on Yom Kippur. It's like, no. Well, that's a terrible example. I don't like that. Let's scratch that example. It should be easy to come up with the absurd example, right, of where someone does two things that are completely unrelated to one another, and someone say, but because you're high for this one, you putter on that one. You know? Right, in other words, it would be like, I mean, there are all cases of this. It's like, you know.
You all toast at the same time as you eat treif.
Right. Well, it's like Osei. It's like no. What are these? I'm trying. I have a good example, and it may not be in this
like
segment.
Patrim
Nevera. Don't start with me, Brett. Yeah. Okay. Tzonis is reserved for Purim. No. It's like in. No, it's not. It's not a perfect. Now I'm thinking about the Osei Mitzvah Patrim Mitzvah. You know, but just it's a little bit like just because I'm wearing tzitzis. I'm wearing tzitzis now. I don't have to do any of the mitzvahs because I'm Osei for Mitzvah. It's not a perfect analog to this, but it just seems to be that these are not even one thing. They're two. It's a coincidence of time as opposed to one action that happens to get two averus in it. One thing that happens to get two averus in it. Right? You know, how many things can you do at the same time? Right? But the Yesh Choresh Telemachas is precisely that I'm doing one Maisa, but it violates eight lafet. Yeah, they're playing. It's a game. The Mishnah in Krisos talks about it has to happen in the south only to get some of these scenarios. But when a person is ba on one woman, and he's high for seven arayos. It happens to happen in not Texas, you know, kind of the stuff in between, Arkansas, okay? That's where it has to happen, where, you know, you get my sister, who also happens to be my daughter, who also happens to be my aunt. Then you have that case in the Mishnah Mishnah and Krisus. So, you know, the Tanaim one-upping the next, you know, how many Chiyuvim. But so that's why, in other words, Ravashi is a really huge Chiddush. I mean, look, do I think Rav Papa agreed with Ravashi? No way. After giving you the hard time, because I'm already in methodology, I can't say anybody could have said like Ravashi did. I don't understand Ravashi b'chla.
So,
why
we not? Have to have a start from
it. Oh, no.
No?
We can't throw it out. He says it. I just don't, I can say, I cannot understand something.
You just can't, okay.
I just, there are a lot
sometimes
of things,
you can't defend,
you know, right. There are a lot of things I don't understand in this world. So Ravashi Shita can be one of them. I'm open to the possibility of someone explaining something, but it seems so muzar. Right, that these two actions, that, you know, I figured out a clever way to avoid, you know, to, I don't know.
You can hurt as many people as you want, just make sure you're 5 B's at the end.
Right, I mean, that's part of the general problem with Kamalei the Rabba Mina, right? Except for the assumption, in that case, is normally, you know, unfortunately, we restrict it to Mises Basin. So then, you know, it really, you got to decide, is it worth dying for that? I'm talking about, that's not cutting off your nose to spite your face, it's cutting off your head to spite your face. So, all right, Adin.
This could be like a potential explaining Ravashi that.
Okay.
Because the Rodev case, I always thought was very strange. That it's because it's not you're doing an Avera at this moment, really. You exist in this state of Chiyuv Misa for whatever.
But you are doing an Avera at this moment, a big Avera. You're trying to kill someone.
Yeah, but you haven't successful.
But if I come after you with a knife, and you're just
so the chiddush is that you haven't succeeded. Well, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Let me let you finish. Go ahead.
So that you exist in a state of chiyuv misa, that it might just be that so that you can that Ravash thinks that you can extend it to that you're at this moment your state of being in chiyuv misa is very short. It's only the exact moment you swallow it. So if at that time it's the same thing, that it's a very small.
This is too metaphysical for me.
But in understanding how the Rodev Shavar at the Kalim itself is an incredible, because the fact is that I start chasing you with a knife, and it happens to be that you're much faster than me. So you run away, however long I'm considered a Rodev is very short time, but in that time, I really, my chance of killing you is almost zero at the end of killing you, but while making that initial jump, I break the vase.
I presume if you have no chance of killing someone, you're not actually going to get their Rodev.
The Rodev is only imminent, and unless I kill
him.
Hey, that's like an Eved. That's Eved Samochlo, right? If you know, if you're standing on that, you know, on 187th in Amsterdam, and you're not swift of foot, okay, and you see me on 181st, right, and you thresh a knife at me, I don't know if anybody has the right to kill you yet. Right, at this point, you're not really a danger to me.
But even that's just taking it out of certain. But there's a point of where if I trip, let's say. I'm a Rodef, I'm about to kill you, and then I don't see the rock and I trip. I'm not high of anything at that point, and you get away.
So post facto, if I didn't do anything, if I'm not doing anything anymore and I didn't succeed in doing anything, so I tried to do an Avera but I failed. There's no punishment
I think the fact that I'm putter for anything I did during that run.
Well, no, because while I was the assumption of Shiver Kalim is not necessarily that if after I tripped and by that point I'm no longer able to catch you, and I'm no longer Rodef, and then I fall down on the Kalim Chayef.
Oh no, for sure. But the fact that there's a possibility of that, like for most Averas, there isn't this state of I'm going to commit the Avera, so I'm somehow already liable, but it's still possible that I'm not going to.
I agree that there's a big chiddush here. The chiddush is, listen, on my own I would have said you're allowed to kill the guy, but it's not that he's a mechuyev misa. You're allowed to kill him. I mean, this is what I was alluding to on Monday. See, on my own, I would have said it's just an act of self-defense, right? But it's not the imukui misa. But Chazal clearly didn't understand it that way. The whole din of matzil and esanirdaf seems to go beyond simply a question of self-defense. In fact, the simple read of the Mishnah, the way some Rishonim have it, is that you're being matzil the rodef min ha'avera. As difficult as that is, and it raises other sorts of problems. So it's only, in other words, as purely you're viewing it instinctively, which I would also, is it's just an act of self-defense, that's what you would have said, and if he doesn't kill him, great, so we didn't need to, you know, nobody to evoke it, and everybody goes home and lives happily ever after. Except for the Gemara seems to think not so. The Gemara seems to think that and this is, by the way, perhaps a profound statement about the sanctity of human life, is that my ability to kill you hinges, is not enough as an act of self-defense. Remember, just as I can't kill someone in order to save my own life, right? Now, the chiddush of Rodef, And I think that should highlight it, right? You're not allowed to kill someone to save your own life, right? I can't kidnap someone because I need, you know, a heart transplant and take their heart, right? And even if they're, you know, almost dead, and they'd be happy to me to take their organs, I still can't do it, right? So the idea that why am I allowed to kill a rodef? So in other words, it's not just an act, if it were just a question of self-preservation, then why would that be different than taking somebody's organs? But it's obviously, it's more than that, right? It's because you were matir atzmecha lemisa, which is really a step in the direction of misas beisdin. That's why when you explore that sugya, you see that theme come up and up again, that it comes up over and over again, that it's not just about self-defense. I mean, that element is there, right? Ultimately, on Shabbos, you are allowed to kill a rodef. But we don't say, since it's a form of misas beisdin, imanishin b'shabbos is not manish b'shabbos, you can't be manish b'shabbos. But nonetheless, that strain runs through and through the sugya, that there's an element of misas beisdin here. Kamlei d'rami is one of the examples. So, but still, it's a very metaphysical explanation.
I think you're agreeing with me that
it, agreed. But there's a next step to it. It's this, you're saying the person exists in a metaphysical state. I would turn that a being mechuyah misa in the same way. Remember, by the truma, there's no don't eat that truma. In other words, the mission is very clear. Someone's on its running to be mechal Shabbos, to be oved avodah zarah. You're not allowed to touch him.
Yeah.
That's ritzicha. Even though you might bring him to Beit Din the next day and get him stoned, right? So the eating the truma, it's like, okay, you're an avarian. Very nice. The Bon Shalom will deal with you. But the Shabbos, right? We'll take you to Beis Din. But there is a real difference between those two.
Yeah.
So the idea that he's in a metaphysical state of being Mechuyah Misa, that's like, okay. You may be right. I admit I can't wrap my mind.
You have to argue something metaphysical in the sense that if Rav Ashi thinks you're...
You have to argue something.
Yeah.
Brick is gonna figure out the answer for him. Okay, because he insists that there must be a svar for Rashi. There's a svar, obviously there's a svar for Rashi. Again, yes.
But if according to Rashi, if you use it in svara, then why wouldn't the first case of just him putting the truma in his mouth be a case of kidnapping? So what if he could spit it back up?
No. The problem is...
It would be a special case then here.
No, he's saying that it's attempting. Okay, I misled you in the kasha. He's not saying attempting to eat truma puts you into the status of misa b'dei shamayim when you're actually eating the truma and violating the avera. Only then, that's when you swallow. But the reason why it's not okay. I'm sorry that I said it the way I did. I misled you in that, right? But the bottom line, it's only b'shas ma'aseh aveira. That's why that you can't be satisfied with he just puts it in his mouth and eats it, because the chiyav on the mamon comes before. Yeah,
to go back on Rav Ashi versus Rav Papa.
Yeah.
if we read Rashi as actually owing to parties, then we have to ask, in the case of Rav Papa, he doesn't owe the guy nefesh for eating his truma. He only owes the guy mama. The party's either himself or God, just like by Rav Ashi. You don't owe someone death.
Nobody owes someone the mama.
Yeah, mama he owes him.
And the death comes about as a result of having somebody else's property, so that also can be...
That would be putting the emphasis on the object. But if we shift the object towards the parties, which I think makes more sense in the context, but as Zach claimed,
right, you're the Chafetz man here, right, in Rashi, right? If that's what Rashi held,
I want to be against Chafetz man.
You want to be against Chafetz man? Well, the re was against Chafetz man.
The re was Chafetz man.
The point is, the re is a more Gavra oriented solution. His is very much a.
Not because of the intent, because of the against.
It's only Tosfos loses. He gets misa lazeh. He owes this misa to the eim or misa l'shamayim.
Right, he owes the. Yeah, exactly.
Tosfos is the one who uses that lashon.
Bishvil ha'edim doesn't mean because of the eim who testified. It means because of the eim they were.
You tried to kill. Exactly. That's the object of your testimony.
I'm not a testimony person you owe to for trying to kill.
They don't owe me. They don't owe Misa.
Well,
You don't owe misa to someone.
Exactly, to the
but, but nonetheless, Rashi formulates, in other words, the objects of your testimony are the people to whom you owe. In this sense, he's arguing that in the case of achila, the owner of the object that you ate, that's mechayev you misa b'dir shemayim, is the one to whom you owe misa.
You can't owe him misa.
It's not. It's the, when we say that it's a misa lezeh, a tashlum lezeh, that's owing me. You don't owe him. It's not a quantity. You go into the bank. I'll please deposit $3 and 4 misas. Obviously, I understand that.
I heard that Rashi is owing to the agent who tried to kill him.
Not everybody.
That's where she getting tosos.
That's Rashi too.
That's not Rashi. I think that can't be Rashi, because if that was Rashi, then why would Rashi talk about Rav Ashi saying this but not Rav Papa? Because that would be the same thing by Rav Papa. Why would he
specify? Let's leave our papa out of this. Let's leave our papa out of this. Let's leave our papa out of this.
The whole point is because our papa doesn't hold a kavash, he doesn't bring killing it around. He doesn't bring this idea into it at all.
Right. So maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. We don't know. Right.
I think he's not. If he's holding a kavash, that he's owing to, then he does argue with our papa.
Okay.
Right. According to the read, the basic idea is that if it's ma'isa echad, then we can agree with killing it around. If it's not ma'isa echad, then we're going to have machlokas between Rav Ashi and Rava.
Correct.
And then I think we have like the Rashba is definitely a question I have to deal with.
Okay, so now, right, it's hard. That's a hard. So now let's read on a little bit. Whoever's Alex, will you read it?
Can I shoddy the first question on this part?
Can you what?
Is that
yes. Shoddy. We say shot.
Can I shop the first
question?
Like shot.
He just wants to
shop first. Yes,
you can have it.
Whatever it is, you can do it. Okay. Go ahead.
Shot first, but I think they shot
you
first.
Okay.
Okay. I want to go back to one side of the last part that you read, though. In other words, the key is that just think about the case. When Edom come and testify that Ploni ba al nara hamarasa, Ploni ba al bito shel Ploni, and you pay mamon to the father, and when they're huzam, and you pay nefashos to, you may kill them because they want to kill the Edom and the girl. The reason why that's called Mamon Zeh, Nefashos Zeh, despite the fact that they only did one thing, they testified that Ploni Baal Plonis, is because they could have testified that Ploni Baal, someone who was an Aram Rasa, we don't know who, they could have testified that Plonis Naram Rasa Zinsa, we don't know with whom. And therefore, even though they present that as one testimony, we treat it fundamentally as two separate actions. Now, the Einer and the Rashba, this Rashba is the Rashmi Shantz, not the Rashba of Barcelona. Okay, this is Rav Shimshon ben Avraham, as opposed to Rav Shlomo ben Idrat, or however you pronounce that. Okay.
Any other Ashba? The Hama Rav Yosef for Kamen Sanhedrin, the V Habal Edim Zedisha, the V Hab Edim Vizimu, play the Abal. The Abal Merakim, the Imshamin
Mamun. That's not the important part. Okay, the next part is the important part. Chazar.
Chazar, the V Habal Edim Vizimu, play the Ab, Edim Merakim, Edeha Ab Meragim, Umshamin Mamun.
Or the Me'asela, either way, and to the original Ede Habal, whom they wanted to kill, so now they get killed for them. Right. Now, this is actually a misleading, it's not Al Hazama Achas Balahem Akol, it is Hazama Achas, it means they were Mazim, because they were Mazim someone. All they did was they came and they said to the two Ede Habal, Imanu Hayisem Bisiyadl. That's all they did. Right? They didn't. That's not splittable Eidos. Right? If they testified only about one of the Edim, they're not Edim Zomim, because Eina Edim Nasim Zomim Acheya Zomu Eskulam. Right? If they're Masim only one of the two Edim, or one of the any Edim, you just throw all the Eidos out. So they basically could come and say, the two of you, Imanu Hayisim Bisiyadl on Tuesday, you could not have seen what you claim to have seen in New York that day. That's one statement, that's one testimony, it's not splittable, and yet you say, Mamal Zen if Ashul Zeh Chayev, according to those who say it's Chayev. Yes.
Right, so the question that Jonathan and I were wondering is, that's nice, but that's Rav Yosef, who says Rav is beholden to that.
So I think that it's very clear in the Gemara That's a good observation, but I think it's clear in the first. Well, firstly, I would just say the following. Still, you're still going to have to explain. In other words, Tosus is assuming at the moment, and I think Tosus may say it's Beferish in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yosef and Rava don't really argue in principle.
Even Rashi does.
The point is the following: if I'm right, again, according to the Rebalatosis, you're going to have to explain why someone would employ the principle of mamon zeh nefashos lazeh in that case to mechayev two punishments when you just said that the criteria is one maisa versus two maisim. I know that Amoraim could have different opinions within that, but it's a little odd as why would you think that Rabbi Yosef and Rava disagree over this point?
Well, Rava is the second opinion. It would make sense, meaning Rashi has to go out of his way to say that Rava and Rabbi Yosef don't disagree, which would seem
Rava and Rabbi Yosef.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant to say. Yeah. Rashi has to go out of his way to say Rava and Rabbi Yosef disagree, because Rava is quoted right after Rabbi Yosef. The pashas would be that if Rava comes after Rabbi Yosef, I guess I'm sort of employing Shua's principle here, that if Rava comes after Rabbi Yosef, that
you have to learn that entire sugya. I don't find the question compelling. I think if you look in the Gemara, there are points of disagreement between them, but I don't think that this is one of the points of disagreement. So you look at that sugya. Look at the machlokas between them. Rav Yosef, the machlokas between them was on a totally unrelated point. It was on the Palgin and Dibura case. I mean, it might be conceptually related only in the sense of two splitting Eidus into two. But it was over Pagina Dibura and other Mesim Atzma Rasha. Right, that was what the Machlokas is over. There's no indication of any Machlokas between Rav and Rav Yosef. Rav just gave another case. Amam Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh. And it was just like Rav Yosef gave a case where one situation we say they only get killed, and the other case, they do both. So Rava gave an unrelated case, another example where sometimes you only get one, sometimes you get both. That's all. There's no indication that they are arguing on the principle of Mamal and Zanifashal says that. They are arguing about other Mesa Matzma Rasha.
I don't understand why it matters whether or not Rava and Yosef are arguing. The Rashba's point is really that the Reed's translation of Mamal and Zanifashal, the Misa Lezeh, can't be because Rav Yosef uses that.
Makes a difference because there's another sheet of them has no ramifications to Rav and Rav.
No,
and
the Rashba is just disagreeing with the Ria how you translate that phrase. Let him finish.
I want everybody to say.
All the Bali Tosfos assume that it means one thing in all the shas. Okay, so what the Ria is going to try to say that it means Beis Meisim here. So then the Rashba just said no. That's Rav Yosef uses the phrase, and it can't mean two maisim over there. So that's not what the phrase Misa Lezeb Tashim Lezeb means.
Right, so you're right, except that what Tosfos could have turned around and answered, one could have turned and answered and say that the Amoraim are even arguing on the definition of what it is.
I think fundamentally Tosfos doesn't.
He probably doesn't want to say that. That's not something Tosfos likes to have happen without saying explicitly that's true. I'm satisfied that the question is not a question anyway, because Rabbi Yosef and Rava, I think, are in agreement. There's nothing to suggest that they disagree on the matter of Mamal Lezeh Nefashos Lezeh. And therefore, while it's possible they disagree, there's nothing, you know, that suggests that they do disagree. And given that they use the same terminology, they present parallel types of cases, the Machlokas does not seem to be at all about this issue, but about something totally seemingly unrelated, I think, in fact, is not just seemingly unrelated. So, therefore, the fact that this has to come from Rabbi Yosef, I don't think is a riot. And I would certainly say the following. It's certainly the Mesader HaSugya in Sanhedrin certainly suggests that the two of them don't disagree. Because the presentation, the way, if you just look at the structure of the Sugya, the presentation certainly sounds like they're, in other words, Even if you look at the way the sugya is constructed, it's a very funny construction. When you start out with Rabbi Yosef's din of about Mamal Zeh Nefashos Lezeh, then he gets into Ploni Rava La'onso, and then Rava has to argue on that. I understand why, and then you begin Rava's discussion where Rava has his case of Mamal Zeh Nefashos Lezeh, and then he has his discussion of Pagin and Dibura. So the presentation of it suggests that they argue on one detail. They argue on one detail, and this is not that detail.
But I do think, I guess not such a hard contrast. Rashi's not really even that much in that case, when he goes out of his way on that. So you have to say, oh, by the way, they're having a disagreement. I mean, they're not having a disagreement. Rashi goes out of his way to say...
I agree, because that's a simple reading of the sugya. It's not a big chiddush. The reason why Rashi probably feels the need to say that is because of the machloka that occurs in between. And you think that when Rava continues, you think that, oh, Rava maybe is arguing now another thing, says Rashi, and he's not. The argument was over Pagin and Dibura. Okay.
So how do we understand, how would we respond to the Rashba?
Sam?
So it's possible maybe that Eidos matters more on what they wanted to do instead of their actual Eidos and words.
So Sam had a Bikias. He had a Bikias, which was, I think, a well-known sugi in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Gimel, which is that when Edom come and testify, in order to punish... What?
Memalef,
I'm sorry. In order to punish Edom Zomimim, you have to establish what they wanted to accomplish. If it is possible that he could say that we only came to be Masid or Aksuba, then you don't give them the death penalty, like an Aram Shazinsa. Instead, you just make them pay money. So he wants to suggest, or I'm going to take a suggestion, that in a case where there are multiple ramifications of your testimony, where in theory, it may not have happened here, but in theory, you could have said, I only came to be Mechayev X. I only came to be Mechayev Y. In other words, I could have said, all I realized is that the Baal was now going to have to pay Ksuba. All I realized was now the Edom we did kill, but I didn't realize the Baal would have to pay Ksuba. So in theory, Edom Zomimim are able to exempt themselves from some of the punishment if they can narrow down to what their intent was in their testimony. Unless we can show that they knew at the time that they were doing it that they knew what all the ramifications were. Now, even though in this case it might be the Edom knew all the ramifications, Sam wanted to suggest that since it's possible for the Edom to testify about something and only know one outcome or only know the other outcome, therefore it's also conceptually considered splittable. It's like it's two meisim, even though it wasn't in this case. And therefore, that's also called two meisim versus one meisim. And that's why the Gemara can say, Nemamam lezeh, nefashas lezeh.
They can split it.
Is that a fair presentation of your Shita?
They can split it and still do both?
No, so what I'm saying, so the point is that because their testimony about the Nara Marasha Sazinsa, they could have said, in theory, they could have said initially when they were, they could have said when the Edom are come to Masin, that our only intent was to have the Nara put to death, or our only intent was to be to Masid her the Ksuba. I may have the wrong case actually. It's the next step. In other words, the Edom who are Masim, the Edei Ha'av.
Yeah.
The Edei Baal, excuse me. The Edei Ha'av. The Edei Ha'av can say we were only coming to make the husband pay a ksuba. Or they could have said we were only coming to kill the first Edom for trying to get the woman killed. We didn't know that it was going to make the husband pay a ksuba. Right? Because they could have theoretically directed their testimony for only one of the two results, therefore, even though they might have known, in other words, they might have very well known both, because in theory they could have only... It's considered two separate ideas for these purposes.
Because... Right, I understand. They could have split up their testimony, yet given both. Like the first...
No,
like
so the point is, in this case...
It's a bigger
Kiddush than the Ri. It's a bigger Kiddush than the Ri, because the Ri is saying, Mamish, I could have given half the testimony. For this Rashba's case, you couldn't have given half the testimony, but the intent of the testimony could have been only directed at half. And under other circumstances, you might indeed have been able to pater yourself.
Then you can't do. Then it's not two mice. It's by definition either one or the other mice.
It's an idea of two tracks are being set at the same time, right. And but those are two separate tracks.
Correct.
Being set.
And
you can split them. They happen to have both been acted at the same time, but since there are two separate tracks being created, you can almost define them as shtei
ma'isim. Yeah. In other words, they could have come initially. Edom could have come when the Edei, in theory, again, I don't know exactly how it works. Who has to prove what? But in theory, if the Edei haba Edom, the second Edom of the Baal who come in there, mazim the Edei ha'av, the Edei ha'av could say, we shouldn't be put to death. We were only coming to force the Baal to pay a ksuba that he owes this poor girl.
We didn't know that we were going to kill those eight, and that wasn't our intent at all.
And you could take this as the same story as the other one as well.
Or the reverse. They could say, we didn't know, we didn't think that the Baal was going to have to be Ksuba, but we just wanted to kill those scoundrel Adam, so we shouldn't have to pay. If they did invoke and were able to plausibly argue that, they would be Patur on one of the two punishments. So because of that, even though this might be a case where, let's say, the way they presented their testimony, one of the things the Gemara in that Sugya Mamalf looks at is you look to see what the Edom knew when they gave their testimony. And if they provide certain details that make it clear what their intent was, they can't be Nitzel. But in principle, because this Eidos could have been, the Edom Zom could, in some cases, have patted themselves by saying, we were only miscavying for X, or we were only miscavying for Y, therefore we treat it as two Meisim for the purposes of Mamon Lezeh and Nefashos Lezeh. Even though their Eidos was one Eidos, and it's one Hazama, in other words, when they said Imanu HaYisem, it was one thing that they did to the Eidei Habal. Nonetheless, because it could have had two different outcomes of what they were aiming for, and in some cases they could have patted themselves from one of the two punishments, therefore we treat it as two Meisim.
But the reason that you could have that his case could have had three different outcomes, that's the point. The fact that you could do one, could do the other, and can do both, makes it that when you do
so
both,
I agree. And by the way, in that case, if the Edom didn't make their taina, they would get both punishments.
Right, but they can't.
So all I'm saying is that I think that what I'm suggesting to be matarits the Rashba, Skasha, is a bigger chiddush. It's extending the Ri's idea. The Ri said, if I give one piece of testimony that I could have blanked out part of and it still would have been valid, that's called tumaisin. And to answer the Rashba's question, you have to say that if I gave one testimony which produced two results and I could have been nitzel from one or the other, that's also considered two mice. It's a bigger chiddush, I agree. Okay.
We had, Yaakov had said something really interesting.
Okay.
With also
Yaakov could share it too, you know. If you're a spokesperson, you can speak. Yes, go ahead.
No, I mean, if Yaakov, please go on, that the mice Acha versus Shtei Maiseos, those are two different parts. But that the Maisa by Edom Zom is very complicated because they testify, that's one Maisa, and then the Hazama is another part that is a separate action. Meaning their Maisa is when they speak.
Right.
Their Chalos Chiyav, Misa, is only once there is Hazama against them.
No, against whom? Against the Edom Baal?
When they... I have to figure out which one I'm talking about. So when the Edei Habal come against the Edei Av, and are mizamin the Edei Habal at the end, right? We're talking about at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, Edom number two of the Baal are mazin Edei Av.
Right. Okay. So when the Edei Av, who we are talking about here, when they testify
against the Edei Baal one,
right? They have this Maisa who's going to testify.
Right.
Now they're only Chayav Misa. I mean, they do an action which perhaps it could be chayav misa, or perhaps they wouldn't be. They just testified in court.
Right.
The hazama is what ends up finishing the event.
But it also makes them chayav mamon too.
But they don't do that action. The other people, right? They don't do the hazama themselves.
Okay, but I think they're the punishment as a result of what they did.
That's
it was
true.
Of their testimony. The punishment is only chal when they eat them and mass them. But either way, the mamon and the misa come at the same time.
The mamon and misa might come at the same time.
And those are not separable.
But the mice and the chalos chiyav come at two separate times.
No, I understand. But the mice and the chalos chiyav, but that's not, you have to be able to separate the mamon and the fashos. You're not separating the mamon and the fashos there. You're just creating two different stages in how they get their punishment.
But either way, whichever one it is, be chal at the same time.
Right. That's my point.
We were basically trying to complicate the chad maisa.
I'm not sure that it will work. Okay, so excellent, Sam. Okay, fine. All right, Rabbi. Okay, you have a lot of Shabbos. You have a lot of Shabbos over this. We will finish this Tosfos tomorrow, no matter what. Okay. Some of you I know have gone on in the Gemara. The next sugya is not in itself uncomplicated. So. Okay. All right. So again, we will hopefully have the Bikias Chabur, which will not be on Bikias. It will be to address the contemporary.
For next week, are we going to be the same Bikias?
I think that you should just move on. Okay. So do not take this as the excuse to fall down on the job. Move on. What?
Where should we be?
This week is starting the fifth paragraph. So you can do about two blot, and then next week two blot. We will. Pick up the chaburs will pick up on hopefully the chaburs may not always be. I think the person may get a chabur may give on something in the first section, which is fine. Doesn't really matter. But you should plan to move ahead. Okay.